Yeah.
Forgive me for troubling you, but I'm looking for a gentleman by the name of Rao. My older brother has sent me.
I am Rao. But what business could your elder brother have with me?
I'm sorry. There must be some mistake. I was told that a poor man lived at this address.
What kind of rubbish is this? Have you come to insult me? Do I look like a beggar?
Not at all. Not at all. It's just that my brother has traveled here to Gutter in search of some family in great need.
So why has not your brother come here in person? However, there's clearly no need for him to come here. As you can see, there are no indigent wastrels here.
But Father, he must be talking about Uncle and Auntie.
Quiet, Rom. No one is speaking to you. Stay out of this.
Father, this is the very house you built for them. And then we moved in and they couldn't pay.
This is no business of yours. Go back to the table.
I really have no wish to trouble you further, and I will be going on my way at once. But could you tell me where your relations live? My brother...
They are no relations of mine.
Another family by the name of Rao, then? My brother wishes to speak with them.
Who is your brother, anyway? Is he a lawyer?
Do I look like I would have a lawyer for a brother? We are simply passing through. We have no business or connections here. But my brother has a call to answer, and he wants to contact a man named Rao, a poor man, not an important man of the world like yourself. And even as soon as this business is concluded, we will leave the train station and be off.
But, Papa, won't you let me take them? I'll stay and visit. I promise.
No, Rom. I don't want you going there.
But, Papa, it's the Diwali. I'll just point out the house to them and go. But, Papa, I told my friends I would be there after supper. Look at all the lights. You promised I could.
Very well, then. But don't loiter about with these people. And you, as soon as you have found the house you are seeking, send my son straight away back home. And you do not need to come this way again. You and your elder brother stay away from my home.
Emissary of the Great One, that all-possessing beggar, who knows well the ways of destitution, has found the way to where the hidden destitute are dwelling. The poor are God's greatest similitude upon the earth. For like that great fakir, they own that nothing that is everything. Thus he is theirs, and they are his. The world knows not this truth. But those whom it rejects, dear God has taken as his special own.
Do you know where we're going?
Your father would not want you to get lost. He would blame both you and me.
I come this way sometimes with my friends. Isn't it far now?
The neighborhood has changed. The buildings have become decrepit. The roads are choked with filth.
Only beggars are untouchable in this district. He does not like me to come.
Yet even here, the festival crowds are swarming, and candles beacon from every tenement window. But what is this dead end that you've led us to here? This house must be deserted, for it's completely dark inside.
This is where my aunt and uncle live. But you are wrong. There is a candle burning in the hall.
So there is. And a young woman kneeling in prayer. Not a stick of furniture, and yet she keeps a beautiful statue of Lord Krishna and worships it on a night when others have given themselves over to gaiety.
This is my cousin Mira. She is very religious. But can I go now? I have led you here, I promise.
Yes, be off with you and have a good night of it. This must be the home of those Raos that Baba wished to visit. But what to do now? It would not be right to disturb this woman in her prayers. And yet Baba is waiting at the station. Mai, open the door.
Who is it? What do you want?
I am a friend.
Who? What friend? I don't know you. Why do you say you're a friend? Who sent you?
I am sent by my elder brother. He wishes to meet with an older gentleman by the name of Ralph. Would that be your father?
Yes. He is here. But who is your elder brother, and why does he wish to see my father?
He wants to pay his respects. You needn't worry. We are friends. My brother knows your people.
My father is inside. Please come. My parents are both here.
I see. Is he asleep?
They are very sick and have not eaten today. I would like to bring you tea, but I have none in the house. Can you wait till I get you some?
Don't worry about tea. Listen, I have to go now to fetch my elder brother. He has come from Bombay and is waiting for me at the station. He has some business with your father.
Business? What business could he have? How could they know each other?
Nothing to be afraid of. My brother knows your people, and he has in mind to render some help to you. Listen, will you promise me something? Will you stay here until I return? Everything then will be made clear to you.
Yes, I will wait.
Then I will see you shortly.
Oh, night, deep night, when all the stars go out, when all the resonating cries of human aspiration fade into the echoless silence, on such a night, beloved God may give himself. It is the way of men to take in giving, and so to give to those who have what they desire. But only love can love in emptiness. Just so did God take for his bride the fair creation, who in truth was not. But when he drew her to him, when he had wrapped her in his arms, he found his love had made them one, and he himself, infinite being, became his gift to her. So does the love of God impart itself to those hearts by need and dearth aggrieved, for not alone can hold him in his fullness.
That makes the darkness seem
Now behold, he has come. God is a man, as a servant to the poor of the world.
Baba, this is the house. The old man and his wife await you inside. They returned as I promised. May we enter?
And what is he planning to do, this master of yours? What love gift can even he bring to such broken lives as these? Where do you come from?
Who are you to be intruding on our affairs?
I'm no one in particular. A voice in your mind. A phantom from the world of his lovers yet to be born.
From time to time I have thought of you, for I have known, of course, that this bounty could not be reserved for the few of us forever, that one day all humanity would clamor to join in the feast. Yet, what can I say of such a one? His every glance and gesture overflows with a thousand miracles. But even those with the eyes to see lack the tongues to tell of it.
What does your dumbness matter? His silence declares for itself, as your tales could never do. Yet, speak anyway and explain to me. Why is Baba's manner so abrupt with them? He doesn't ask their names or inquire after their health, but sets straight to work. Doesn't he wish to comfort them? Might not his loving words supply that touch that has won so many hearts to him in the past?
He has often done as you say, yet it is not for Baba to offer mere consolation according to the mind's understanding, but that true love gift as God best knows that it should be.
But why is Baba kneeling before the old couple? And why does his disciple bring with him a pail? And now he's filling the basin with water?
So that Baba may wash the old man's feet. It is an old standing habit of his to serve and worship thus, before the old, the poor, and the leprous.
With what infinite tenderness he swabs and bathes their feet and ankles, and how fastidiously he dries their limbs with a towel, as if it were his own father or mother, or his own helpless baby.
He is the child of himself, and are not all souls truly that one child, drop bubbles of his ocean? Oh God, unspeakable is your love for us, that you lavish upon us unawares.
But now Baba bows down and presses his feet to the old man's forehead, to the old man's feet. Oh my master, why do you humble yourself thus? For who could be greater than you?
It is to his own self he bows, for he knows himself in everyone, and by his worship we all become God.
And from his prostration rising up, Baba offers a packet, an envelope, it seems. But the old man is too weak to reach and grasp it, so Baba lays it gently on his chest. What does this mean?
He gives a gift of money to serve to their material need.
And from that small seed, what harvest one day will arise? But now he speaks.
Primshe, Viksha, Dijne.
What does he say?
Accept this gift of love and oblige us.
But it's Baba who is given. Why should he be obliged?
To give with love is only his nature. But for us to accept this gift, we must surrender our false selves. By this act, we bind him to us.
What fools we are that he must cajole us into accepting our own good fortune. But now, swiftly, Baba stands, and without an instant's further ado, strides brusquely to the door.
His work is done. Why should he linger in his own shadow? But when the substance stirs, the contingencies realign their ranks. So I, one of his shadows, must follow him.
the great one. His tear has graced her desperate hour.
How could I ever have doubted you? How could I ever have thought that you fail your lovers in their need?
The tide of love is flowing in her heart. How could she know that the very God she gives her thanks to, just now in the flesh, was standing in her very house?
Oh, beloved, I thought I had come to the end of all hope. But at last, this night, when my grief surpassed my endurance, I had hardly begun to beseech you. The words of my prayer had hardly escaped my lips when you sent help.
Timely indeed was her beloved's coming. No happenstance was this. Behind the veil of chance was the design of love.
Oh, Krishna, all the world has rejected us. Even our relations treat us as strangers. But you are with us still. And you are the emperor of all. I would rather have you than all the riches, all the finery that once brought us friends. If losing the world has won us you, then let me lose it again, now and a thousand times. Oh, Krishna, you are the sun of all my happiness. You are the caress, healing my every wound. Oh, Krishna, Govinda, love, you are my sweetheart forever.
The name of Meher means compassion. Krishna Meher, Meher Krishna, the name is ours, for by your name we know you. Yet behind the veil of names, you move within the darkness. Black night bedazzled with a thousand candles, and every point of light projects your image in different hue and mode. Who really are you? That in this nakedness you call the new life, you slough these guises, acting namelessly through that facade each heart most cherishes, but that you are not. Emptiness into emptiness is love's consummation, and your sudden movement through our lives, the touch that thaws our winters, the face that steals all eyes, are but an arrow speeding baneful death to the phenomenal. A golden word through which our song aspires into silence. Hymns and praise of the ancient one are we, when modeled after you, felled by your dark across the gulf of years. And on that stage of our demise, your new life is enacted, now and evermore.
Thank you. 3 years ago at the gathering that the suggestion came up in a steering committee that out of all of the kinds of programs that we had, there was not really an open opportunity for people to simply come together and share, and that there was not an opportunity for that to happen within all age groups and everyone to be more or less on the same footing without somebody being up on the stage and the rest of the groups being down, or the focus groups or something. And so the first year that we had a sharing session like this, it involved all of us, the young people and anybody who wanted to come. Last year that we did this, it just seemed to be, as it is this year, with actually more adults than young people. But it nevertheless seemed to serve a function of all of us getting together and just having this time to share something about feelings about the gathering, or where Baba was in our lives, or is in our lives at this point, and to have an informal response of where people are with the theme of the gathering, whether this theme that has been laid out this year, the dance of love, how that affects your life, how it enters into your relationship with Baba, who you are, and then I guess in a way a collective response of who we all are, some sort of identity of the fact that we all come to this gathering. I personally can't imagine the gathering without all the people here, in terms of it is to me at least an example of that ocean imagery that Baba used. Everybody here is a distinct and unique drop in that, but it seems to me that there is a certain power that happens at the Southeastern Gathering because of the collection of all of those drops. The sum is far, far greater than any of the parts are. And it seems to me that we... thank God. Yeah. And because of God, the sum is greater. And so there's really not a lot of direction to this event, except that we're here. I just like, as a ground rule, to say that because even though we have spent 4 days with one another, and name tags have long since fallen off, that we just identify, if you feel that you want to say something about the gathering, or about where you are with Baba, or about the theme, or about anything, that this is just an open session, that you just identify yourself so that other people will know who you are. I'm Jerry. So, Bert Karras.
I hate it when those sticky buns, the stuff gets stuck on it.
Did you get that, David?
Maybe the planning committee for next year.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, this is not a planning committee session. This is just a reaction to...
Response.
Response to wherever you are with Bob or whatever. And maybe we ought to start it with a moment of silence.
Obviously, he wasn't
collective or personal.
Collective. So let's take a moment of silence. Check off.
I would like to say that although all of the dancers were dancing the different steps and the different times, his choreography was wonderful.
I'd like to say that for any number of years now, I've been coming to these gatherings, and lately I started to feel when I go home from it, it's like going home from India for the weekend. I mean, I've come to India for the weekend and gone home again. And that's really remarkable, because when I do go to India, I'm only together with maybe 50, 60 people at a time. And it's really wonderful to be able to be in India with several hundred people, with children under seven. And that I think of us all as this kind of tribe. And what's so remarkable is if you can have India here because you created and you bring it with you, then you really have India. And it doesn't matter that you have to go to one particular place to find it. You have to. And I think that's one of the best gifts that this particular event has given me.
I'd like to say something too. And I really want to thank the people that put this Southeast gathering together for all of us to come to. And decided both the committee, or I'm not even sure who makes the decisions, but
me.
We're
not either.
What?
You said you didn't know you're not sure who made the decision.
Yeah,
we're not either sometimes.
put all the programs together and to invite Saurabh and Rustam to come here. I think it was just an excellent choice of so many things, and particularly having Saurabh and Rustam here, which gave us a totally new rejuvenation of feeling of what it was really like to be with Mayor Bhatta that you can't get out of the books. And the atmosphere of how they were brought up intimately with Bhatta, and as many stories and songs and guzzles and such that they sang. And I just want to thank you all that were inspired to ask them to come here so that they could share with us such a wonderful life that they were so privileged and fortunate to live since they were born with Mayor Bhatta. And I think it just is a fresh breeze that comes to us when people like that are able to come here. And I want to thank you all for that. I know that I appreciated it very much, and it just brought back a lot of wonderful memories of when I came to Bhatta and all the things that have happened with me in my life. But also all the other programs, especially the pictures of Steve Jameson and the Logan pictures, gave a great cheer just looking at them as everybody got up on the stage and said or performed or whatever they did. And then seeing that in the background was really a wonderful touch, and I think he should be given the Bhatta Medal of Honor or something for made those to come here and for you all to get that. But just to say, well, I enjoyed it immensely. I felt a great atmosphere of love and warmth, and I agree with Anne that it was like a breeze of India. And I don't know what else I can say about that, but I do thank you all so much, all of you who put this together.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Mimi.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, all right,
the gathering and makes these decisions. And thank God we're all supported by Bhatta, because we sure couldn't do it through our own personal crises without him.
I was going to do this later, but since Erin has seemed to have been enough, I think Charlie Gardner was the program coordinator for this year, and Linda Lorenzo with assistance from Denny Moore did the focus groups this year. Helen Ayler did registration along with assistance from Betsy Coles, who was the treasurer for this year. And John and Carol Gunn did the music. Roger Stevens did the decorations. And, of course, William did the artwork for those. Sharon Phillips did the art he set up in the mornings. And Scott Tyser was in charge of the teen program and Tony Beckett, the children's program. Wendy Overly and Ward Parks doing... Did I do that backwards?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Ward Parks and Wendy Overly directing and Ward writing the play. Tony Griss for his invaluable support in being the liaison between Mimi and the twins.
And Karen Bryant, the small children program.
And all of the people, none of the people are being mentioned in lots of committees. Ed Legum worked for the graphics and the programs and all of the, I think, really beautiful, not only first grade, but beautiful artwork and graphic work.
And Carol Gunn for the music.
Yeah, I said that.
And
Carol and John for the music. And Mitchell Rose.
For
that's the point. The point is that those people were on the committee and they could not have done it without the assistance of Mitchell and everyone else who made contributions, all of the focus group leaders, everything. I think that's what really makes it, Bob, is I want to again acknowledge Mimi's job because the coordinator, as Scott knows from years past, that's really the person who stands in the middle and has the most pressure. And so for all of them and for all of you who volunteered and came and made it all work, and for Mimi as coordinator, Jay Bauer again.
Slept the required number of hours, that the food was right, that no one was ill or had a headache without aspirin. Baba saw to every detail to run things smoothly. I remember Kitty racing back and forth through the center and Elizabeth and those who worked behind the scenes, Marion Florsheim. It took a lot of organization, and this was exactly the way Baba would have run anything. You know, I mean, he was here, and you all did it the way Baba's close ones did it. Thanks for everything. Love you.
I'd like to express my appreciation for the theme this year, because I find as I get older, the more crises seem to come up in my life, having a place I can go for a week and the theme is really light and there's a lot of humor and Mitch's dance, which I laughed harder than I've probably laughed my whole life. And being able to be that and be with Bob in that instead of in my normal everyday difficult times, it's just really wonderful for me, and I really want to express my appreciation for the lightness that is here. It's wonderful. Thank you all for the theme.
And on the same token, I've only seen this as sort of lightweight, you know, a fun thing to do, but it's not really India. And today, and I was feeling kind of like longing, nostalgic for that. And today, because our flood happened early in the evening, I got 5 hours sleep last night and made it to Argentina for a change. I came in and I was so overwhelmed by Baba's presence, I thought I was going to leave. And I started weeping, and I thought, pull yourself together, Linda. Everyone else is having a good time. And I opened my eyes at one point, and I noticed maybe 20 people weeping this morning. Not counting, but... I don't know, I felt so thankful to everyone there for their love for Baba, because his presence was so strong. And I felt like Baba sort of said, well, if this is what you want, I'll give it to you. So, thank you, everyone, for this morning, Darkie, because it was really I would have driven 6 hours just for this morning, Darkie.
Thank you.
think Virginia already said it, but for me, it's just the Baba was here, and that's all. And I'm grateful for that.
I mean, can I just finish the thought that I was starting out to do? Hari Kenma once told people to go into the tomb and to feel Baba in the tomb, and then to come out of the tomb and to see if you can feel that. And then to go back in again and feel it again. And once you can do it outside the tomb, then it happens. And I feel it just in the silence when everybody was quiet just now. He's here. And the more that I can feel that, the more that I feel like I can have him. And it isn't a place. It's inside me. See him as he really is. And that's how he's
here. And that's so true. Because I mentioned in our focus group yesterday that when I'm with a group of Baba people, and it isn't often, you know, it's just the India Southeast Gathering Center, and I do have one friend in my area, thanks to Baba, but when I am here, and we have our moment of silence, and I close my eyes, and instantly, Baba is right here. You know, I can see him. I see his face, I see his smile, I see his mannerism. Instantly. At home, I work on that. But here I have to work on it.
And you told me something last night, you know, when the floods were doing their wonderful thing. You saw an analogy with the whole Persian Gulf situation. I wonder if you share that. Of all the bombing, you know, there's just like sewage all over everything, and there's no infrastructure collapsed, and there isn't clean water and everything, and I just thought, isn't it interesting that three times everyone here has had to cheerfully bear that discomfort, and maybe that's helping somebody else who's got a more serious problem. But I don't know, if it helped you, that was worth it.
My name's Steve, and I feel that I try to keep good company and make things part of my life that is good company. And I feel that brings you, for me, closer to Meher Baba, keep in his company. I think this is good company.
Children, I mean, my children are having, you know, just the time of their lives here, and they're just all different ages, you know, and the people that have been working with the kids have really tried to keep them, you know, not just babysit, but, I mean, they're doing really wonderful things with them, and the kids, I think it's wonderful that you can have such great programs for the children to enjoy while we're here, so everybody can have a good time, and the kids aren't bored and complaining and hanging on, when are we going to leave, you know, they love it. They don't want to.
One of the things that I guess I want to say about the gathering, not only this year, but other years as well, and I think it's one of the things that's so important about Baba for the young people. It seems to me that God is so often represented to young people in a severe, restricted, serious way, which makes them compartmentalize their concept of God into one form, which of course is very limiting to God. And it seems to me that the evening we had the sock hop, and it was just a joyous occasion, not only to see Tony in drag, but and Rustam and Saurabh dancing with these men in drag. I mean, at one point I looked at and I thought, this is spirituality. That's what this is about. That's what God is about. He's about love and enjoyment. And what a wonderful thing for these young people to be out dancing with their parents and with their parents' friends and seeing these people make fools of themselves and do all of that for God. In God's name, I guess. In God's name. And dancing with Baba. I mean, I don't know.
That just was one of the highlights of the gathering for me, because it mixed all of those emotions up together and said that they're all okay to have together. And it said it to the children, which is, of course, through Baba's grace, we got it at whatever age we are. But think of how long it took us to get to those points, those of us who didn't find out about Baba until later in our lives. And then these kids are getting that clear signal that it's okay, that God is all of this at 3 years of age. I think that's wonderful of Baba's grace to do that.
Be nice to repeat that dance again. I don't know if the same sock off or not, but it was so energy releasing and so involving, so much fun.
This is, I guess, something really personal that's been going on with me with Baba, is that I have been working on music for, I guess, almost the whole time I've been with Baba, but I am very private with him. I'm very scared with him. And I really want to thank you all for being a safe opportunity for me to start giving some good music.
Can
you
your evil chair reminded me of something that happened that made us decide to come, because we decided not to come this year. And I got the mailing and I looked at it and I put it away because we just didn't think that we would come. And about 2 weeks before the gathering, though, it was a day like this, it was real sunny and bright, and I had to go to the church and drop something off. And I have a picture of Bob in the car. Actually, I have a picture of Bob and a picture of Jesus right next to each other. And I have they were always falling down. And I had this little tape or something that stuck up there and made them so they wouldn't fall when I was driving. So I hadn't had any problem with them falling. And that day, as I was going, it's in the morning, and I came to a stop once, the picture just literally, like it almost jumped off the thing and fell down. I thought, that's really strange. So I put it back up, and I thought it was just a curious thing that happened. So I drove a little bit more, and it jumped off again. I mean, it just kind of just...
Which picture?
Baba's picture. And this little picture, the Jesus picture, is right next to it, so it would fall. But Baba's picture actually came, off the top of the car, and would go down to the bottom, and I felt really bad about that. And I wondered, I must be doing something wrong. So then I realized that we weren't going to gather. We've been the past 2 years. And I felt that, Baba. And all of a sudden, the feeling of being together with other Baba lovers and hearing Baba's love, how important that was, it came to me at that time. And it was like a flash, and it just, I'm not willing to make that. And the reason we didn't feel to come, because we thought it was too hard. The drive and the arrangements, and I thought,
And then at that point, the picture's not taking
off. Yeah, they didn't fall anymore. But I didn't really think about it until we shared it. I remember that happened. But anyway, at that moment, I decided we were coming, regardless of the trouble or difficulties. That it was worth making the effort to come. So,
I'm Peter's brother, and I've only been here since yesterday.
Yeah, just came last night. I'm sorry about that. At first, I've invited him since 1970. After 16 or 17 years, he finally accepted the invitation.
I always accepted the invitation, but just never acted on it. Smartest move I ever made. Thank you.